finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Now, it's time for no one's favorite segment ever. No, it's not Trump Tracker. No, it's definitely not Trump Tracker. Everyone's favorite not segment ever is Dale's Lady Chat. Oh yeah, Dale is about to talk to the ladies of the Generic Live Show community, and I know there's a few of them, so it's not like there's no... They're out there, let me tell you. Ladies, they're everywhere. So, I'm going to do this as tastefully as I can, but we'll see how I go. So, Anti-Flow, Red Wedding, Crimson Tide, and That Time of the Month. So many euphemisms to talk about the same thing. But why? Because it's bloody awkward to talk about. Oh, you know, sometimes, yes. Claire Ard of Triple J, yes. This, exactly. Aussie women hide used products in their handbags when there are no bathroom bins and attempt to keep purchases of personal care on the DL. Yes, they would like a bag for that. Such is the stigma, according to University of Melbourne's research fellow, Dr. Carla Pasco. Global Girls Rights Organization Plan International, UK. What? Oh, Global Girls Rights Organization, Plan International, United Kingdom, surveyed 2,000 women aged between 18 and 34 and found that 7 in 10 feel uncomfortable discussing their period with male peers at work. Wow, only 7 in 10? Wow, that's impressive, actually. I'm impressed. I would think that would be 10 out of 10, oh, 9.5 out of 10, really. Nearly 3/4 would be uncomfortable discussing with their male superiors. Okay, that's not surprising. Respondents said talking about it with male friends was uncomfortable too. But the big question is, can emojis make this process a lot easier? Oh, God. To mark World Menstrual Hygiene Day, Plan has launched a social media campaign to include an official period emoji on the global emoji keyboard. The winning design will be submitted to the Unicode Constructivism, which will then decide distribute the emojis worldwide between June 12 and June 22. Plan International Australia Deputy CEO Suzanne Lagina thinks it's a bit rich period emojis don't already exist. Wow, okay. We have emojis for bacon and clocks, yet we don't have for this thing that happens to us every... What? Let me try that again. Quote, we have emojis for bacon and clocks, and yet for this thing that happens every month to women all over the world, we don't have any emojis to communicate about this really natural thing that is happening to us, unquote, she says. But the emoji campaign is not making it easier to communicate when you're checking into the Red Roof Inn, so to speak, and your partner needs to pick up some essential supplies with the milk. It's a reminder that many women around the world face massive challenges associated with it. And see, again, I'm trying to make this family-friendly, but I don't know if I'm doing a good job or not. I just read that sentence. Challenges like feeling ashamed, 90%, missing out on school, 24%, and not being able to access products, 88%, according to Plan's research. That is Those three statistics come from Uganda, Uganda, and India, respectively. Suzanne Ligonier said that South Sudan events that happen to women between every 28 and 31 days are putting women and girls in serious danger. So, what's the solution? Suzanne said you can get behind plenty of products that are working to give sanitary products to women. For example, Plan's partner, AfriPads. Oh gosh. It's a social enterprise where locals are making washable cloth sanitary pads to last up for a year. Quote, young women can sell them and earn income creating their own business, she says. In Australia, the Melbourne Period Project and Gift Box are providing sanitary products to people who are sleeping rough. Now, I'm not laughing at the actual subject matter. Don't get me wrong, because the subject matter, wow. If you go up to a woman, if you go up to a woman and laugh about this to her face, yeah, you're not gonna have a face anymore because she's gonna slap it to death. But apart from that, what I do find a slightly hilarious in my 12-year-old mind is that just some of these names, like Gift Box and what was the other one? What was the other one here? An official that one. Unicode Consulism. There you go. Plan International. Plan's pretty good. Why Plan? What does Plan stand for? I don't. Well, we definitely know what. We know what they stand for. We know what they stand for. Okay, I can't better that joke. So, time for a commercial break as we continue here on the Generic Life Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Kemble here with you. It's a pleasure as always. Now, the return of Australia, one of Australia's most, I'm going to say, well-known celebrities. But people are starting to stick up for what this person has done. We'll tear apart that argument as we continue here on the Generic Life Show. It's Taylor Campbell as always. Stay safe out there, ladies. Thanks for joining us. It's 10:31.